בשם כל ישראל. מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות? גוואלט, so I'm here at the Simcha Center. This is Rav Kalman, Rav Keith. And I want to share with you the most gorgeous, powerful Torahs of Rav Shlomo Kalbach. Specifically on that beginning, the way we begin our Seder, Ma Nishtana. And I'm going to do this from his Sefer itself, in the words of Rav Shlomo itself. So imagine you're just listening, or you're in the Seder itself of Rav Shlomo Kalbach. And of course, these words are not only going to blow us away for the Seder and make us so excited for our Pesach Seder, but they're also going to give us strength to deal with this horrible time when we have so many questions. So it's about the questions that we ask on God, about God, with God, Manis Shdana. And we're going to go about 7 pages in his Sefer, so buckle up. It's going to be a wild and crazy journey. Please God, it will be special. Why is it that on Pesach, the Seder night, we begin with questions? Besukot, mashal, on Sukkot, for example, kshenachnu yoshvim besukah b'pam rishana, anachnu lo matchilim b'sheila. We don't start off with a question when we're sitting in our beautiful sukkah. Madu atem yoshvim besukah? Why are we sitting in a sukkah? V'achar kach matchilim lesaper et hasipor, and then we begin to tell the story. V'afilu b'purim shebo yesh mitzvah likra et hasipor megillah. Even Purim, we have this mitzvah to tell the story in the Megillah. It doesn't begin with the questions of the children. Why are we so happy on this day? So why is it that Dafka Pesach begins with asking questions? A wonderful question. Never thought about that question, but it's really unique to Pesach. So imagine, somebody would call me right now to have a meeting. The UN has decided to give you the Nobel Prize because you are the smartest guy in the world. Of course, I would immediately respond. Are you crazy? That's nonsense. You certainly don't intend, you're not talking about me. Certainly a mistake has around here happened. Why do I speak like that? Because this whole idea is beyond me. I'm a simple Jew. And suddenly, something that's normal, I don't ask. If I ask, not because I'm in shock. I just want to get some information. How do I get to that street? What time is it? Ol mashal, ani mekabel mimishu mechtav $100. I get a letter that somebody $100. Zenechmat. Just happened to me now, somebody gave me 100 shekel to the Simcha Center. Nice, but I'm not in shock. I'm going to take the money and go outside, buy stuff. $10 million. But imagine that somebody comes and gives me $10 million. I'm totally in shock. My first reaction would be, Maze, what is this? Lama, why? How did I merit this? Are you sure? $10 million for me? That's what all the rebbes say. The light that shines down on Seder night, the light that's already beginning to shine down tonight on Leil Rosh Chodesh. Or Geulat Mitzrayim, the light of the redemption of Egypt, who legamrei me'ever lanu, which is totally beyond us, legamrei me'ever lachanat shalanu, totally beyond our preparations, hafta'ag mura, a total shock, And that's why it all begins with questions. So we're in shock. This is so holy. This is so special. Let me ask you a question. If so, so why dafka specifically do the children ask? And not the adults. The answer is, adults, it's one type of question. But generally, he's asking to get information. Not because he's in shock. Or to look cool. Or like in my tour guides, somebody has to ask a question because, you know, gotta ask a question. Listen, I know everything. But this is the one thing I don't know. But on Pesach night, we mamash don't know anything. The light is so beyond us. And so the children ask. When a child asks, it's mamash from a place of wow. He knows he doesn't know. And he's thirsty. I want to know so much. Atem mevinim? Do you understand? Hayeladim hem be'etzem b'madrega shel kadosh. The children are on the level of holy. Hakesher she'me'aver l'milim. The connection which is beyond words. Just, v'zeh ma she'omer Rabbi Alexander. And that's what the Rabbi Alexander is explaining. Achei kadosh tzarich laredet l'she'olot l'milim l'sipur. After kadosh, you have to go down to questions, to words, to stories. Aval tzarich lishmor she'ashelot lo yikalkalu et hakiddush. Kaddish, we said we're so holy. Connecting to Kedusha, connecting to holiness. That's the idea of Kaddish. But then, we don't want to lose that purity, that amazing light that comes down. And so that's she'elot ke'elo she'nisharot b'ramash ha'kaddish. And questions that are on the level of Kaddish, rak yiladim yicholim l'shel. Only children can ask. Anachnu mevogrim berega she'anachnu she'olim she'elot. Us adults, the moment we ask questions, anachnu kfar matchilim l'chtoch et hadavar. We're already ruining the thing. Aval yiladim zeh mashu acher. But children, their purity, something else. Zeh lo hamilim shel ha'shelot. It's not the words of the questions. Zeh ech she'sho'olim. It's how we ask. Let me give you an example. Imagine a policeman comes up to me and asks me, "Ma shemcha? What's your name?" It's a question, right? And sometimes I meet someone, and then we have a great relationship. And in a certain moment, I ask him, "Hey, Mashimcha, hey, what's your name?" Haim zot ato she'ela? Is it the same question? Of course not. So to just summarize what Rav Shlomo is teaching us, the first approach to what we're really doing in Manish Dana, it's not just the words of asking four questions. We're really, what we're doing when we're starting with questions is we're saying, whoa, the holiness that's happening here, it's beyond. I'm in shock. And we're letting the children ask the question because we're reminding ourselves we need to ask from a place of sincere desire to connect and thirst and not just to ask for the sake of asking. So try to imagine like you've never been at the Seder before and you're asking these questions like you really, really, really want to know. It'll be a totally different experience. Okay, let's keep going. As Rosh Shlomo teaches us about the purity of children. And it says it to do. I want you to know. Ein davar yoter atzuv ba'olam miliyot rachok miladim shachad. There's nothing worse than being far from your children. You can think about all the people now who are far from their children in bidud, confinement, and quarantine. But gamkin, alo anachnu yodim shalok adish baruch, we are the children of Hashem. Adavar achi atzuv liyot rachok miavinu shavashmaim. The hardest, saddest thing is to be far from Hashem. This night is the night of the greatest closeness. Because in this night, the light of redemption comes down to us. Or shel chayrut, the light of freedom. Maze eved, what's a slave? Eved hu adam shekashe lo itkarev. A slave is someone who doesn't get so close. Who say kol ma shetzarich, he does everything he needs. Aval hu nishar rachok, but he's so far. Umahu ben chorin, what's a free man? Ze adam shekol ma sheoseh karov alav. This is a guy that everything he does, it's so close. Vagam ken, lo mefached itkarev, he's not afraid from getting close. Shum devar lo ma'ayem alav, nothing scares him. He can be the closest to anyone in the world. Of course, Rav Shlomo is talking about himself, the master of closeness. The crazy thing is our challenge now is how to get close to each other when we can't physically be close. And it is possible. That's what Hashem's challenging us to do. As Belel Seder, ani yoshev im yoladim sheli, v'anachnu kol kach krovim. I sit there at night, I sit next to my children, we're so close. And they feel like they can pour their hearts before me. And you know what all the Kabbalists say? When my children ask me all my questions, I also can ask all that, everything that I ask from Hashem. Is there something more beautiful? More than that question when the children ask, first a little kid asked, and then the bigger kids, in the end, we also ask our children, my sweet friend, children, let us ask you four questions. And then we ask Hashem, Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven, let me ask you a few questions. Why is this night so long? Why is this galus so long? This exile. And the deepest question is, Ech b'chol zot anachnu chofshim? And how are we still free? B'zchut ma neshama shelanu kol kach chofshim? In what merit are we still so free? Atem yodim ech or yodim be'oshvitz uvayim maidanek asu et leil seder? You know how the Jews of Auschwitz or Maidanek spent Seder night? Ech aneshama shelanu mamash... Oh. Hem yitasvu me'achad me'uchal b'layla v'sharu yachad. They gathered together late at night and they sang together. Ma nishtana halayl hazeh. What's different about this night? Norava nyam. Amazing. Unbelievable. Atem mevinim kam etzlem ayta shela hazeh nukevet ukevet. You know how much this question burned deep within them? Kuevet b'ofen achim achredi. Pain them in the deepest way. I actually heard of people who, I know a story of people who had potatoes for their four cups, but they did the Seder to the best of their ability in the camps. Avadu lachem, you should know. Gam hemit palu, they were also in shock. Ech anachnu b'chol zot chofshim. At the end of the day, we're so free. Ech aneshama shalanu mamash bat chorim. Our soul is so free. נחון שרגליים שלנו, הידיים שלנו, הגוף שלנו מדוכאים תחת שלטון הרשע הכי גדול. Yeah, our hands, our feet, they're under the greatest subjugation in the world. אבל אנחנו חשים, but we feel, הפנימיות שלנו, our insides, הרעיונות, התרבות, the ideas, the culture, השקפת העולם שלנו, our philosophy, ממש חופשית לחלוטין. It's totally free. No one can... stop my thoughts. Like the stories of all those rabbis who would be learning Shas in Auschwitz. Or like in 1984, when, I forgot his name, but the guy refused to stop loving. Ezes chos, what a merit. V'lefamim aguf chofshi. And sometimes our body is free. Aval nefesh shkua b'galut, but our soul is stuck in exile. The whole year we're so stuck in the Western culture. בהשקפה המעוותת שלה עם העולם, and it's distorted philosophy of the world. אבל בליל סדר אני ממש יוצא מזה, but on Seder night I leave this. אני מקשיב לילדים שלי, I listen to my children, אני רואה את התורה שלהם, I see their purity, את העומק שלהם, their depth, ואני ממש יוצא לחירות, and I ממש go free. יחד עם הילדים שלי אני אומר, הלילה הזה כולו מצה, and with my children I say, tonight is all matzah. אתם יודעים מה יהיה תרבית המערבית? You know what the Western culture is? כמו חומץ. It's like חומץ. היא מנפחת כל דבר. It blows up every matter. בתחכום שלה היא מאבטת את הכל. With its wisdom, its smarts, it messes everything up. שום דבר לא נשאר פשוט ישר. Nothing is just simple and straight. ובליל סדר, מול הילדים שלנו, on Seder night with our children, אנחנו חוזרים למצה. We go back to matzah. The pashtut hachi emaka, to the deepest purity. Halayla ze kulo matzah. This night is all matzah. And of course, how relevant is this for our crazy situation where we are all begging Hashem and asking Hashem, why are you doing this to us? Why are you doing this to humanity? What good is it doing to not be able to daven with a minyan? For families to not be able to be with each other? For people to be sick? For people's lives to be so complex and turned off and stuck, and why? But we know we're asking Hashem with faith and love. We're asking to Hashem, not about Hashem. We're not asking against Hashem. We're asking from a place of true desire to be close. And we know, despite all the question, that it's all for the best. Alright, let's go one step deeper. And we'll call it a night for Manishtana. Achshav nelech od tzad, yoter amok. Now we'll go one step deeper. Atem yodim, yishnan she'elot she'yesh aleihem tshuva. There are questions that there's an answer to. Yishnan she'elot she'ein aleihem tshuva. And there are questions that there's no answer. Yesh she'elot she'lo rak she'ein aleihem tshuva. And there's questions that not only is there no answer, you can't even ask the question. Because you can't, it's not relevant to ask that question. The Holy Zohar writes, there are two questions. Mi v'ma. Who and what? Imagine someone knocks at my door. I ask, mi ze? Who is it? That's a question I can ask. And even God, I can ask that. Mi ata? Who are you? Ulai yoneli? Maybe you'll answer me. Yesh pasuk. Su'u marom aneichem ur'u mi bara ela. Lift up your eyes and see who created these. Pasuk hazeh omer be'etzem she'ani yachol v'tzarich lishol et ha'shela hazot. This pasuk means that I can and need to ask this question. Apparently, on this question, there's an answer. Even in our world. If I open my eyes and I look around me, and see the amazing world. I look at the ocean and I gaze. It's a clear, of course, there's one God. Of course, Hashem created this. It didn't create itself. It's too complex. It's too beautiful. Look who created this. Throughout the year, the question is always, who? Who created this? Even in davening, we're looking behind the curtain and saying, talking to him. Avalishom ma, but to say what? Ma'ata, what are you? Zek far lo kol kach pashut. That's not so simple. Afilu kishashela mufnet leben adam. Even when the question is placed towards man. Lesholat HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi ata. To ask Hashem, who are you? Zot shela shefshar lesho. That's a question you can ask. Ava ma'ata, but what are you?
Zot she'ela she'mamash yevshal yishol. That's a question you mamash can't ask. Zot legamrei me'ever lanu. Totally beyond us. Zot lo rak she'in al she'ela kazot tshuva. It's not just that there's no answer to that question. Gam al miyata in tshuva sofit avreinu. Even on who are you, there's no real question. Kol she'anachnu mit'alim ka'achat tshuva niyat yoter amuka. The more we go higher, the deeper the answer is. But to ask God, what are you? It's not relevant. We are created, and our understandings and the essence, it's only in this world. It doesn't grasp godliness. He created us. It's a different world. It's like an ant trying to understand a human. He just can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad atzmo l'mala mikol ha-mahut, mikol yeshus. God himself is much more than any essence beyond any reality that we are aware of. Afili mikol sham. Kach omrim kol mikulim. That's all the Kabbalists teach us. Afa b'ken. Nonetheless, Balela said, on Seder night, mashu mavrik lanu mitoch ha-maza. Something of that what is God shines within us. Lo yuman, unbelievable. Hakdusha lukita intofit batzma meir alanu. This godly, endless light shines into us. Choderet banu, penetrates us. Me'ever l'chol avana, beyond any understanding. Kesher kazeh, this type of connection. Verem is who? Manishtana. And the hint is, what? Ma. Nishtana. What is different? Leila said it was man yichid bo sheilot shelano potecha pema. It's the one night where we can ask ma, not just me. Givatz. So we just stepped into the holy, holy experience of a Rosh Shlomo Shir. Just going to add a few more words of my own on this preparation, this journey. So, you know, sometimes people get a little frustrated because we build up the power, the light that comes down on Seder night. And just one night, and maybe it will be that amazing, but maybe it won't. And sometimes it gets scary. Well, what if it's not that amazing? What if I don't feel it? So first off, it happens whether you feel it or not. But secondly, if you ask me, the reason I love learning these Torahs of Rosh Shlomo is because just learning the Torah itself right now transforms me to a different place, takes me spiritually to a different place, brings that light of Pesach into my world right now. And it's a journey towards Pesach, not just the Seder itself. So, please God, let there be miracles. Let us all be able to celebrate together. I can't wait. I can't wait till we can all just sing and dance together again. It's going to be a whole different level of oneness and appreciation when we can all be together. In the meantime, may this Torah be a refuah shleima for everyone who needs sick, those people who are critically ill. Please, Hashem, heal them. May this crazy thing only bring more love and oneness to the world. May people do tshuva shleima, because we all have an obligation during Eitzar to do tshuva, to understand, to be sweeter, to be kinder, to be deeper, say better Asher Yatzar, to daven slower, better. For those who are sick, to do it with emunah. For those who are healthy, to appreciate our health and to be there for each other. And Bezrat Hashem, you shall have such a beautiful night of ma nishtana, just asking questions from a place of closeness and not from a place of rebellion. Because all the questions in the world are great. As long as we start off, like the Alexander Rebbe teaches us, with Kiddush, Kaddish, holy. Holy, we want to be connected to Hashem. If it's from a place of Kedusha, ask any question in the world. All right, signing off from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Please God, I will keep sending some Torah cast from Shlomo's beautiful teachings. If you have any thoughts, questions, comments, I'd love to hear it. And I wish you an amazing night full of joy. Choose joy. Good Purim, good Pesach, good Shabbos.